At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. J Foreman, DP Austin. Old School. I got plenty of texts here, man. Let's start with AA Ron. He has the best one. He said he would like to punch Jerry Jones in the face. That's always from 4:30. I do too. Unknown texter.
His face wouldn't hold up.
I know. Let Jerry just live. Yeah. I think he says he's almost 50-50 run pass for his career. So that's Dana Holgorsen, 50-50 run pass. Lemon says Rule doesn't want to blame players, but he implies they are part of the problem. He doesn't say it explicitly though. I know, I just said it. Phil says Notre Dame is in an unfortunate situation at the start of the season. That in run other schedule would have been worth a lot. Yeah, it sucks. Everybody else aren't holding up their end of the bargain. I still think Golden Domers will get in. I think they'll hold serve and they'll get in just because it's the first year. 4424 says, I'm not on board with how Indiana and their university went about building their team to win. They destroyed an entire football program for instant success. I'm glad Nebraska hasn't sold out like that. So what he's saying is this. So by Kirk Cignetti taking essentially all their good players away from James Madison, the cupboard is bare. But that you'll see that a lot. We always talk about this in college basketball. And you've seen it. You know, obviously we have a kid from North Dakota State, and there's been tons of kids go from different – ones that was at Alabama. He's really good. The kid we got is good. And just every – that's what happens when you go and get kids from FCS. It happens that James Madison – that's a huge –
Wait a minute, they put up 70 or 60 against North Carolina. The cupboard ain't exactly bare.
Right.
Like, but they went down.
Well, that's the thing. It got good to them. Right. So then they was like, we're used to winning and winning championships. But all I'm saying, in theory, in reality, when you have these teams at that lower level that are really, really good, the depth isn't there. So it takes 2 or 3 years to kind of build up your program. And then obviously if they had a mass exodus, which they're doing really good things up in Indiana – I really just, you know, I understand what you're saying. I don't, because you're giving these kids an opportunity to go somewhere they are flourishing. And then ultimately, James Madison, in the fabric that he left there, they will bounce back to the standard that you were referencing.
They're 6-2 and will probably finish 10-2.
Yeah. But they won't, you know, I mean, it's a little salty. They'll be all right. Do we think the committee would actually let Boise host? They have it in their conditions. The host team has to have sufficient amenities. So that means like the hotels and stuff like that.
Boise can host a whole weekend of NCAA tournament games. They can host a football game.
Yeah. They just don't want to see that blue field.
In the snow.
John and Cortland says, I know, right? John and Cortland says Georgia versus Ohio State second week of December. Florida anywhere, upper Midwest December. Yeah, that would just be funny.
I'm thrilled about the idea of on-campus games in the North or in the Midwest in December. Like, just for a moment, take yourselves that 3 years from now when Nebraska puts itself in that situation that they could host a playoff game. Oof. At Memorial Stadium in December.
Man.
Late December.
That Hawk.
Boy.
It would be, you know what it would be? I would say if Nebraska had to host a playoff game, you know what I mean? Yeah. During December, and they sell it out, it's worth three. It's worth four.
It's worth points.
Can you imagine?
Just ask Kansas City.
Just imagine the amount of clothes you would have to wear.
What?
Double face mask.
We could look when we had to do our pregames from Tipsy Tina's and sit out on that patio. Those are three of the most miserable days I've experienced since I've been here to Nebraska. Was those pregame tailgate.
It was that game where they played actually Minnesota at home. It was cold, man.
I'm cool.
What warm weather team do you guys most want to see have to deal with that Hawk in Lincoln?
Oh, in the future?
Yeah.
It would be somebody like Florida, just because of the history and those dudes. What's the team that
I want Oregon to come back when it's cold.
Yeah, Oregon. They'd be funny because they would be looking
USC sweet. In the cold.
Oh, that'd be a game over. You remember what team was it that played Pittsburgh and they came up and remember they were walking around with their shirts off? Is that Miami?
Oh yeah, who was remember that? Yeah,
that was a good game.
Oh, there were some Bruins with their shirts off Saturday
in pregame.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even cold.
They were talking about, man, I don't know how y'all deal with this. They were
really,
yeah, bro. They were about it. Nick and I were laughing because they were down on the sideline talking about it, getting acclimated. Yeah, we gotta get acclimated, man. I'm like, bro, it's 55. What are you doing? Yeah,
you gotta get acclimated.
Yeah, I was like, okay, do your thing. Yeah, I'm looking forward to what it's gonna be. I mean, the playoffs make certainly the conversations.
I mean, it's no different when the Dolphins played at Kansas City that game, and it was super cold out. Remember that? And they were, yeah, where you had to wear, double wool socks and all that stuff.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
And someone at the station passed up free tickets to not go to that.
That was you.
It was not me. I was not offered free
tickets.
It was
Jake. Was it Jake?
I didn't say names.
It was Jake. That's how you know Jake isn't a real Dolphins fan. Because Tua was playing. And that's when Tyreek Hill got destroyed.
Aren't the guys going to Green Bay to watch a game with Amon? I saw some discussion. I thought somebody bought tickets from Amon to go see the Packers. And I was like, yeah, this is kind of the last week to go to Lambeau without risking fingertips and toe tips.
It gets snowed in up there. Boring.
Yeah.
Green Bay. I'd rather go to Utah.
I'll give you 10 seconds to reconsider that.
You know what? I take that back.
Five.
Because they got good brats three, up there. I'd rather go to Green Bay.
One. Okay. At the buzzer.
Yeah. I had a good time in Wisconsin when I went up there. I ate so many brats. It took me a week to get them out of my system. But I literally, for that 12 hours period, I set the record. 2 brats for every spot of cow beer. Then I just was drinking my sorrows away because Nebraska was getting broke off by J.J. Watt and Russell Wilson. And Monty Ball or whoever the running back was. Remember? All of them.
Yeah, Texas says bring Miami here, but I'm not. That would be. I mean, listen, Miami could play themselves into that that round of play. So that's also a thing that if Miami or Florida State had to come to Memorial Stadium in December,
probably Florida State. Miami might be a little tougher.
Well, at least now.
Do you believe that? Or are you saying that because you have to?
I believe Miami's tougher than Florida State mentally.
Okay.
They're just. Have you seen Florida State?
I haven't paid attention to Florida State since the Sugar Bowl last year.
Yeah, they soft. They're soft right now.
Softer than Miami.
Miami is.
If you took okay, so tell me that Miami is a top five team without Cam Ward.
Top five?
Mm-hmm.
No, but they're definitely top 15 for sure. I saw them. I'm telling you, man. That defensive line that they have, they got 8 dudes on that defensive line that are going to be playing on Sunday. And the best dude isn't even playing yet.
Can't argue with that.
That's what's got them dudes.
Cannot argue with that.
Bringing in dudes like waves.
Cannot argue with that.
But I still don't know. They might struggle in the cold.
It's good. I mean, so all of the
Cam did play at Eastern Washington, so he's at least.
And he played at Washington State.
Washington State.
Played at Apple Cup. Mm-hmm.
Is it just the first round?
He's incarnate word. Sorry.
First round of eight that play on campus, and then the following week they go to bowl games. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. All right.
So it's teams 5, 6, 7, 8 that get a home game.
Okay.
On campus.
Okay. All right.
Except Boise.
That's why I said 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, I still think that fifth champion needs a home game. It's never going to happen, but it should.
Well, they would, because the top four are going to be the big boys.
The big four, yeah.
The big boys. Five, they just let you get in there.
The fifth conference champion, the fifth auto qualifier.
Right, they will. They will.
No, they don't get one. No, they're number 12. They're just invited to the party. They're not hosting.
Right.
They just got a ticket.
Yeah.
They got the Willie.
So where will they play in week one of the playoffs when plays 12?
If they were, they would don't be
they
at.
They don't play at five?
Well, they do play at five. What I'm saying is the group of five champion will never be the fifth.
Yeah, so Boise is the group of five. Ohio State is number five.
Yes.
But Boise is number 12 with the rankings, even though they're the group of five champion. They go on the road.
Yeah.
So is there a way that – are you saying that Ohio State could end up still higher than the group of five champion?
Mm-hmm. They will.
They are.
They almost assuredly will. Boise at 12 and Army at 25 are the only two group of five – I guess Washington State, but they're not eligible because they're technically Pac-2 members. The way it's set up is that the top four conference champions get the buys. 1, 2, 3, 4.
They just let you in there.
And then – you just get the obligatory spot.
But 1 through 4 don't play in week one of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Right. They get the bye.
They get a bye.
But the fifth conference champion is the group of five champion, and they get neither benefit. They don't get the bye, and they don't get the home game. Hypothetically, they could get the home game.
Where would they play?
They would play at Ohio State court if it was today.
Okay.
Now, if you have a really special – what was the
– week one, again, the 5 versus 12 – The payoff for being the group of five is that you're going to host the number 12.
You don't. That's the problem.
You're the group of five champion, but you're the 12th ranked team according to this. So you're on the road.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Here's your trophy. Yeah. Just lame. Maybe you could be like Iowa, put the second place Big Ten.
That's lame.
Oh, man. Anyway, we'll take a quick break, put a bow on this bad boy, Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.